Hello and welcome above the plane. I'm Jake Lawrence, your host. Today I want to continue on the theme of get fit, be healthy, stay confident, that trifecta that comes from your initiation and your actions within your health and fitness. But fitness, you know, movement creates this fitness and it creates the image that you then represent. How does that happen? You know, what is the process that's occurring when you are engaged with your training? That requires an intense presence in what you're doing. All right, so I'm going to give a few examples, and mainly what I want to share with you is how I've found that to occur from really training in a micro session format. You know, it could be even called fragmented workouts, meaning, you know, if you take an hour, you have four quarters in that hour, you know, 15, 30, 45, and then the full 60 minutes. A lot of times what I'm training within the quarters, okay? So fragments of that hour. So 15 minutes is something I can really focus on and give full attention to and enter into very easily, okay? There's not a lot of restrictions or barriers to that because, again, the time format makes it relatively simple to engage in the training. Where what this requires is you being open and accepting to, hey, that is enough time for me to work on myself, you know, because what it really is enough time. Enough time is just that initial, you know, that's you accepting that's going to get you to ease into the training session or your movement session. Okay. Again, what we want to become and practice is this fit, healthy, confident person, human being. Okay. And that just requires repetition and attention and care. You know, honestly, truthfully entering into these actions. Okay. If it's something that would be nice or that maybe is, you know, is something that you see as healthy, you know, part of your life. Maybe it's a lifestyle marker that you want to engage in. It's fine too, but you have to have that sincere attention when you're in the training session. So what does that look and feel like, right? What are some things to consider or think about when you're doing an exercise? Well, first one is, where's your mind? Is your mind in your body? Do you understand what is occurring in the session? So say last week you got 15 reps rather strongly on an exercise, okay? Felt really good, fluid. This week you go enter into that exercise and maybe that stopping point is coming at 8 or 9. So far less. Don't think of that as a negative. Just understand that, okay, the muscles are fatigued at that point. Right? They're firing. 8 or 9 is enough on that day. So when you go into the second set or you move to the next exercise, what you want to do is focus on that feeling of fatigue, tension, contraction. If that comes earlier, okay, if you can control the rep with good form, if that rep count is lower, which equates to earlier, then just go with it, roll with it. Okay. So do what you can when you can within each set. You know, if you're doing a kettlebell swing or something that requires full body, what that's going to do is it's going to show you where weakness lies, or maybe the effect of sleep, you know, travel, any of those things. Maybe you haven't done it in a week or so or longer. Maybe it's been 2 weeks. So when you enter into that exercise, there's going to be some exposing that comes, and that feedback might be like, oh, this, I feel weak here. You know, at that point, what you're doing is you need to set that kettlebell down, you know, reframe, focus on the exercise, okay? Because with repetition, sometimes there's an expected automatic that comes from the exercise. Like, oh, I've done this before, right? So you think of it, and we always remember something we've done before confidently, right? When you've done it and you've had good success with it, you're going to lift that up or go into that set, even though I would say you're relatively cold to it at the moment, with that confidence. and the feedback you're getting might attack your confidence a little bit. It might harm that ego. So set it down, reframe, okay? Set the feet, get the hips where you want it, and start moving again, okay? So Ajit, all it's doing, all that feedback is doing is requiring you to give it more attention, right? So within that time period, whatever it is you're training in, you have to be able to give attention to the exercise that you've chosen to do. Now, the less movement, the less variety, complexity that you engage in those micro fragmented sessions, okay, the more success you're going to have. So I choose things that engage my full body, right? So I'm going to give just a few exercises here. First one is the plank, okay? Either from your hands, which would be more like a forward leaning rest, meaning you're leaning over the wrist, shoulders are over the wrist, and you're finding a rest position to engage the body, right? For extended time. Or you can do it from the forearms, which is a more traditional plank, okay? Again, you want to make sure that the elbows are either under the shoulders or slightly in front of them, okay? Maybe they're slightly forward, and that the forearms and the hands stay on the ground. Now, that one's going to engage your core maybe a little bit more, but being lower to the ground, you're going to be able to really solidify the tension between the forearm and your feet. Now, here, this is a relative. If you haven't done it a lot, okay, your ability to hold that position may be less, you know. You may not have the confidence to fire all the muscles and the joints in your body to extend that position, right? So maybe you last 90 seconds, okay? And maybe the last 30 seconds is fairly intense with you having to fight your mind to hold that position. Perfectly fine. From there, you can move into a full body exercise, such as a kettlebell swing, okay, or a dumbbell arm swing, right, where we're working through multiple joints and getting some fluid flow in the movement where the heart rate is elevated, okay, but the body is working together to make the movement happen, right? So you're learning to flex the body from the ankles, knees, hips, through your elbows, and your wrists to finish each repetition. Now, again, kettlebell swing or arm swing works great here. And then you have something like a walking lunge where you're going to work on range of motion, like bending the knee, covering some ground, okay, so you're traveling, working on your balance, and then just focusing on breathing and extending the repetitions. You could go by distance and not count. You can count each rep, you know, trying to get maybe 25 each leg, which would be 50 total, something like that. Or you could continue, maybe do lunges for as much as, you know, a quarter mile, which would be a lap around the track, roughly equivalent to that. It's a long time, but, you know, there, and that would probably take more than 15 minutes, but you get what I'm saying. You figure out how to extend these exercises so you're engaging in tension through that entire period. Now, those are good options, but it could be anything you're really familiar with. If you're good with dumbbells, okay, you know how to transition and you know how to find a rep count that allows you to transition without rest, then you can do that. You know, if you've got a set of 10-pound weights, especially for women, a little bit lighter is better, okay? We want good form and control, 10 to 15 pounds. For men, maybe it's a little bit heavier, maybe we're looking at 20 to 25. Here it could be a single dumbbell or double, but you have a plan in your mind of where you're going to transition and go to next, and then you just extend that, okay? You just keep breathing, and the question that comes up should be, okay, can I do more? Can I switch to maybe an exercise that would be easy with this weight, such as a bent over row, right? Or a deadlift, stiff-legged deadlift, to recover while doing that movement before I go back to a bicep curl or a squat press or a thruster, you know, any of these other movements that can be paired with it. So I don't want you to get confused or to think that there's a specific exercise to do, right? But this is where the intuition comes in to the training. Now, I want to speak to this is also how your training session goes when you do work with me, okay? The intuitive part comes in when I watch you move, I see your energy, and then I make sure that I see how you're feeling, whether it's a success, which comes happiness, or whether it's some sort of frustration. And there we pivot, because within these training sessions, we want to leave with a sense of accomplishment, okay, completion, and then satisfaction, okay? That's going to improve your day, and that's going to make you want to train more the next time, right? So when you just follow a plan, you've got to bring that focus yourself to each session. And if what is written on the paper or in front of you on the screen is not coming easily and not flowing well that day, that workout may not have the benefit that, you know, in designing it, I wanted it to have for you, okay? But when we're working intuitively, one-on-one, live, you know, in that virtual format, we can make those modifications. You know, I can give you the cues to help you be successful with those movements within that session. So think about those things. Think about what goes into making a workout positive and beneficial, okay? It is knowledge. It is specific focus. It requires attention. And then it requires that consistency and repetition. And those all flow really well with the accountability feature of working, you know, with myself in that coaching format. And I really think it's priceless, because your results come from that, you know, that attention that we give to it, you know, and that consistency and the investment we both make in your training and health. So today, just mainly wanted to touch on the movement aspect of it, okay, and what goes into training and how you can leave, you know, these fragmented sessions feeling good, but and not wiped out, but good and focused and just really confident, bringing that confidence with you. So again, hopefully you enjoyed this brief message. If you want to reach out, hopefully you know how to do that, jake@exclusivefitness.com. You can also contact me at 505-715-9316. I'd be happy to have a conversation, help you design some success in your training. Onward and upward.